This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello, UK. It's Donald Trump here. I love listening to the parody Boris Johnson podcast. It helps me relax after a hard day playing golf with my trousers on backwards.
Giddy Aunt Comedy.
Hello, and welcome to another session of Plebs PMQs. I'm delirious with excitement to bring you the news that due to the outstanding success of Plebs PMQs, we've been given special permission to record this in the House of Commons, and I will be ably assisted by the Speaker of the House, Lindsay Hoyle.
Order. Can I remind the Prime Minister that a House of Commons time is extremely precious, so if you'd like to cut the waffling, proceed with the business of the day, I'm sure it'll be very grateful. Thank you, Prime Minister.
Quite so, Mr. Speaker. Very well said. And if I may say so, a very fair and just intervention on your part. Not in any way biased or left-wing like that other bloke.
I said stop waffling, you great southern pansy. Now, let's get on with it before I rule you out of order. Okay?
Of course, Mr. Speaker. Please do proceed with the questions.
Okay, order. Our first question comes to us via SpeakPipe, which is some technical claptrap I can't say I understand. Anyway, this is from a chap called Bebo.
Boris, was the Australian trade deal just another one of your dreams? Or is my humble British sausage about to be replaced by an oven-ready kangaroo burger?
The Australian trade deal is just the latest in a long stream of Brexit triumphs, such as wrecking the fishing industry and threatening the peace in Northern Ireland. By agreeing this deal with Australia, we hope to add killing the British farming industry to that list of triumphs. And what I would say to BMO is that the oven-ready kangaroo burger is something which the British people are going to welcome with open mouth. We have all had quite enough eating high-quality food produced to impeccable standards here at home or by our close neighbours. What people are crying out for is crap food produced on a massive industrial scale to much lower standards, which, despite being shipped thousands of miles, is still somehow cheaper.
Thank you, Prime Minister. Right, the next question is from Mary Radley, who wants to know, are you ever sober? Well, I can answer that one for you. No, it bloody isn't. It comes in here, half-cut most of the time, repeating the same old slogans and refusing to answer any chuffing questions.
Mr. Speaker, if I may...
No, you may not. Right, next question. CW Gas says, I'm looking to get beach body ready. How do I get to look as buff as you in the sea, and where do you get your trunks?
Well, thank you for your kind comments, and I must say, it takes years of hard work to get a body like mine. First, you have to catch COVID by ignoring your own advice, so that you stop eating for a while because you nearly die. Then you have to put all the weight back on again by getting a Tory donor to buy you takeaway meals every day for 8 months. It's perfectly simple, really. And as for my swimming trunks, I picked them up at a camping shop. It's basically a two-man tent with a couple of leg holes cut in the roof.
Okay, moving on. We can get another question via SpeakPipe. This one's from Nige from Dagenham.
Hello, Prime Minister. It's Nigel here from Dagenham. If you were a 1980s-style World of Sport TV wrestler, would you be more of a hot pants wearing naked from the waist up smothered in baby oil wrestler, or would you maybe just wear some sort of skanky leotard like Pat Roach? Cheers!
I seriously think I'd be a fantastic wrestler. I mean, it would be a great excuse to eat loads of pies and prance around being in the centre of attention right on my street. Of course, my hero was Giant Haystacks, so I'd have to model myself on him, except I'd wear low-slung, skimpy Speedos and be called Giant Bumcracks.
Okay, thank you for putting that image in my head, Prime Minister. Now, if we could go to our next question, which comes from Duncan MC. He says, are you lining up Laura as your new squeeze?
Well, I think you'll find Laura is an old squeeze, and I don't like to repeat the same mistakes again, unless we're talking about handling a pandemic, then obviously I do like to keep repeating the same mistakes again.
Can you shut up, please? Thank you, Prime Minister. Now we have a question from Nicholas Kemp. He says, I sometimes get pangs of imposter syndrome. In your role as Prime Minister, and as obvious Chancellor with no knowledge or moral compass, can you offer any advice?
Well, as I understand it, imposter syndrome is feeling that you aren't as competent as others believe you to be, and feeling like a bit of a fraud. So I have to be straight with you here, Nicholas, and tell you that I went to Eton, which means any lingering feelings of inferiority or self-doubt were thoroughly squeezed out of me at a very early age. Of course, I was lucky in that I didn't have any of those weaknesses to start with, but it's best not to take any chances. In fact, I suffer from the opposite of imposter syndrome. It's a condition called entitlement syndrome, which means that however incompetent, inadequate, disorganised, dishonest, callous and selfish I am, I still feel entitled to hold the highest position in the land. But that's my cross, and I just have to bear it. Not that I'm comparing myself to Jesus. He had no money.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Thank you very much, Prime Minister. Next question from Derek, who you speak, Pap, to ask.
Can I just ask the Prime Minister, when is he going to start taking his role as Prime Minister seriously?
Well, for once, that's a question to which I can give a straight answer. Never. If people wanted a Prime Minister who took his role seriously, they would have elected a serious politician. The electorate have spoken. They knew when they voted for me that I was a lightweight, self-serving, lazy, lying twat. So it would be wrong for me to disappoint them by behaving differently now. The people wanted someone who, when faced with the need to secure more ventilators during a deadly pandemic, would make jokes about Operation Last Gasp. If voters had to hear about meetings discussing life and death decisions, what they want most to hear is that their Prime Minister slipped a whoopee cushion under someone's chair as they sat down. They are faced with enough serious decisions running their own lives. They don't want the country to be run in a serious way too. They want light relief, and that's my job.
Okay, the next question is from Alison Box, who says, you pledged to clean up the oceans. But what about the slit you left behind after swimming in Carbis Bay?
Well, that's a rather cool and heartless question, if I may say so. That wasn't actually a slick that appeared to be behind me whilst I was swimming. It was a personal sewage leak following some dodgy prawns the night before from Rick Stein's restaurant.
Okay, let's move on before you make everyone sick, Prime Minister. We have a question from Ricky Rule, who says, can I still have an orgy this weekend?
It's all guidance around COVID restrictions. That all depends. It depends on whether I'm invited or not. If I am, that's fine to go ahead. If I'm not, then of course you can't, you filthy animal.
Thank you for that unusual degree of clarity on that one, Prime Minister. Our next question is via SpeakPipe. It comes from Jerry Seaman.
Dear fake Prime Minister, have you or any of your cabinet colleagues ever broken the ministerial code? If not, why not?
What people need to remember is that the ministerial code is like the pirate code. It's more like guidelines than actual rules. It's also similar in that it applies to a bunch of thieves and rogues. But in answer to your question, yes, I have broken the code along with Matt Hancock, Priti Patel, Michael Gove and Gavin Williamson for starters. I mean, Priti already broke it in 2017 and had to resign then. Because that was in the olden days where people still had principles and the rules still applied. But having resigned once, she ought to be immune from having to resign again. My own approach is that ministers should never need to resign, provided there's a good supply of civil servants that we can sack instead.
Okay, I'm becoming less and less convinced that this is the best use of Parliament's time. So let's just have one more question. Let's hope it's a nice, sensible one. This comes from Rostam Vesey. If you had to choose a member of the Cabinet to eat, who would it be and why?
Well, I think I'd rule out Rishi Sunak on the grounds that there simply isn't enough of him. I mean, that would be like one of these horrible healthy snacks, a muesli bar or something. I'd be tempted to choose Oliver Dowden just because nobody would even notice he was missing, so it would be easy to get away with. I can't say any of them seem particularly good eating, but I might choose Gavin Williamson on the grounds that he'd happily marinate himself for 24 hours beforehand and ram a spit up his own rectum if he thought it would please me. I can just see him rolling around on the spit, helpfully pointing out where he needs basting and which bits need a bit more cooking.
Right, okay, that's quite enough of this nonsense for 1 week. The things I do for a bloody period. Is that it then? Or have we got any more waffling to do?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. If I can just make one plea for the listeners, if you would like to help support this podcast, you can donate using Patreon. For just £3 a month, you could help make this podcast possible, or you can pay slightly more to get added benefits. If you do, you could get a shout-out like our millionaire cronies Andrew Woodall, Zoe Smith, Jonathan Williams, Simon Roberts, Alistair McGreath, Banj Jackson, Louisa Dora, and Milton Yates. Or our wonderful Patreon flag shaggers, John Platt and Jason Pritchard. You'll find a link to Patreon in the description of this episode or in my Twitter bio, or you can search on Google for Parody Boris Johnson Patreon. That's PATREON. If you're listening to this on Apple, we would love it if you could leave a review and let us know what you think, along with the obligatory 5-star rating. The next episode of Parody Boris Johnson Podcast is out on Thursday, so please subscribe if you want to make sure you don't miss an episode. And remember that you can listen to all past episodes of the podcast, or PMQs, in the same place that you're listening to this. Thank you for listening, and until next time, goodbye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.